Lord, quiet our hearts, that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in the hearing of your word we may respond in faith. As Jesus led his disciples, so lead us, your children, today. We ask this in your name. Amen. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do you doubt about belief?" Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Because those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But those are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God, and that through believing you may have a life in his name. What a difference a week makes. Could you imagine the emotional roller coaster of the disciples are on? 2 weeks ago, Jesus and the boys were walking into Jerusalem like they owned the place. They were treated like royalty. Jesus is the man, and they were part of his entourage. They were living the good life. Then things went horribly wrong. Jesus was betrayed, he was crucified, he dies, and he was buried. The mobs chanted, "Crucify him, crucify him," and they did. And now, maybe, they're after us. So one minute you're walking proudly into the gates of the city, and the next minute you're hiding in the upper room behind locked doors and windows. This is not how they thought their week in Jerusalem was going to be. Then Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come and told the disciples that Jesus was not in the tomb. He is risen. And he says that he'll see you in Galilee. The disciples are afraid for their lives, afraid that their master is really gone, despite what Mary Magdalene had told them. The disciples have not quite figured out how to live into the resurrection. Just think of the paradox. Jesus' tomb is open, and the house where the disciples are hiding is closed for fear of the Jews. Jesus is out and about seeing and greeting people, and the disciples have shut themselves in, shut themselves off from the new reality, shut themselves off from the people they love. In this reading, we hear John's version of Pentecost. This is a much lower key version than we have in other versions of this event. It says, "When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" Jesus gives them the Holy Spirit. However, there are no tongues of fire. There's no conversions of thousands. There's no speaking in foreign languages. Just happiness that Jesus is risen, but still afraid of the new reality. And the disciples stay behind locked doors. I have to ask myself, are we any different? Last Saturday and Sunday, we all experience the joy of the risen Christ and the freedom that this knowledge gives us. But was this last week any different for us? Was our lives dramatically changed because of the resurrection? Did the world look any different to us? Are we also hiding in our houses behind closed doors? We all have times in our lives when we want to go into our little houses and hide, where sometimes we shut off the world, ignore the people in it and their needs. We all have created a safe place to hide, a place where we close our hearts and our minds, a place where we isolate ourselves from those and then complain about being alone and lonely. Every time we shut ourselves off from the whole world, from siblings, co-workers, spouses, events, differences of opinion, we imprison ourselves, and that is what the original disciples were doing in this week's gospel. They imprisoned themselves. Now, I don't mean to pick on the disciples in any way, because I know in some respects they're just like we are, just like them. I think John's version of events is probably closer to reality of how most people would respond. Even though the disciples are physically and emotionally locked themselves away, even though we lock ourselves away and are alone, nothing, absolutely nothing, can keep Christ out of our hearts, our minds, and that house. Nothing can keep Christ out of that upper room. He enters those secret places, those hiding places, and he greets us saying, "Peace be with you." Jesus stands with us and gives us all the grace to leave those places a little braver, a little wiser, and to live into the resurrection and the freedom with freedom and joy. Here's another bit of good news. Think about all the thousands and millions of people who became believers by the works of those 11 scared men. Their strength did not magically appear. The peace and the grace slowly built in them, propelling them to the four corners of the earth to bring the good news of God to everyone. Only God knows what her Holy Spirit can do in our lives. How can we spread the good news? This is the second Sunday of Easter, not the second Sunday after Easter. Easter is still happening. The resurrection is still happening. If I can quote St. John Paul II, "We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." In John's Gospel today, he names the disciples' fears. And in the face of those fears, Jesus' grace increases. I think this is a story of grace for all, even those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Amen.